Sheer Bays, November 4th, Part 2, Monday Huddle.
Should I clip? I'd like a clip, it would be good. Just clip it right here. Can I put it in here? Will it work if it's in here? Guess we'll find out. Okay, my friends, we'd like to try to finish up before we start the major sugya of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We're trying to close some things up. We left certain things open. Just want to get clear what we were speaking about a little bit about the Rashi about Esther Achas Me Esther Takana Shetikin Esther. We cleared a Chakira from Rav Agoin Rav Michal Shurkin Shlita, and we didn't really answer. We just left it open. It's just something that I wanted you to like store in the back of your head. Are these 10 different takanas that Ezra made? One of those takanas is that Bezdin sits on Mondays and Thursdays. Is these 10 separate takanas or is it one takana? We didn't really go anywhere with that, but we just want to have it in your head. Nafka Mina would be, we have a concept called Eira Shabbat L'Miktosa Bat L'Kula. We have a concept called Shtar Shabbat L'Miktosa Bat L'Kula. Maybe also when it comes to the takanas, so maybe all these takanas are one for all and all for one. And all these takanas go together. That was one of the things that we spoke about. We spoke about the Lashon of Kedem Mefarish Taima. We left that open-ended also. Why does Rashi say Kedem Mefarish Taima? We said two pshatim. Either Kedem Mefarish Taima is referring to like the Taima that it says in the Mishnah, or it's the time that it says in the Gemara. In other words, there's two reasons really for the Takana of the Mishnah. Either it's Al Tainus Besulim or Shaktu, really. It's out both, kind of. So, but what is Rashi referring to? We don't know. If he's referring to the Mishnah, it bothers us. Why does he have to say Bechlal? Anything, right? And if he's referring to the Gemara, then what should he say? Mefarish b'Gemara. So something's interesting about Rashi. What is Rashi doing over here? We left that open-ended too. We said one possible pshat that Rashi is coming to tell us Mefarish in the Mishnah, and the reason he's telling it to us is to emphasize that this is a real Takanas Chachamim, and it's really going back on the first half of Rashi, but we're hopefully going to suggest something else somewhere down the line. Next thing we spoke about is the Lush and Tosfos speaks about, why does it say Besula Nises L'Yoyim HaRevi? Why does it say Noisnin Esa Besula? It says Nisa Esa Besula. That Lashon is used in Kedushin. So now, it's interesting, we weren't 100% certain what was motivating Tosfos' question. It could be Tosfos meant to ask the same question as the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. That's what's Mashman, a different Rishon. Which Rishon? Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos doesn't say that he's asking from the Gemara in Kedushin. He quotes the Mishnah in Kedushin, but doesn't say the Gemara. So there, that leads the Shita to think that Tosfos is coming from somewhere else. What's Tosfos' question really coming from? Because who is the Takana in our Mishnah for? The man. If we're talking for the man, it should be speaking to the man. It should say, Noisin Esa Besula. That's the one Pshan the Shita. Then we see what is the answer. So Tosfos gives three answers. We'll get back to them. And the Shita Mekubetzes gives a different answer. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, you want to know why it says Vesula Nisais? Because who is this Takana really for? For her. What's going on? It sounds like a steer in the Shita Mekubetzes. My friends, there's no such thing as a steer in the Shita Mekubetzes. That's like asking a steer in the Koivets. Right? No, because it's two different shitas, it seems like. It's chaser. The thing is, the problem is that we don't know exactly what the shita's saying because it's chaser. So we don't know what was going on two lines before. Who knows what he said? So it seems like there's two different shitas. One shita, Mekubetzes, is saying that Takana is for him. And we explain, what about her? She's a witch. She's a Halitaini Lerasha Viyamos. We don't care about her. Right? If she wants to do something bad, that's her problem. And the other Takana seems to say it's for her, the other Shita. And we actually quote the fact that it says Shaktu Chachamim al Takanais V'nois Yisrael. It sounds like the focus in Shaktu, the focus is on who? Clearly on her. But in Tainus Besulim, the focus seems to be on him. It almost sounds like we have a discussion of what's the Ikra Takana? Shaktu, or is it Al Tainus Besulim? Al Kolpanim. Maybe that will affect what we're about to speak about. So let's get back for a second, just to recap. Why does it say in our Mishnah, Besula Nisis, and not Noisnes Besula? We actually have five answers. Four of them we spoke about already. Three in Tosfos, one in the Shita, and the other one Tosfos HaRosh. What are the four answers that were three in Tosfos? The first answer of Tosfos is, it doesn't say Noisnes Besula, because Besula Nisis is shorter. And it's important to be shorter, even if it's just a few letters, because every Mishnah was being done by heart. The second answer of Tosfos, we had a Hava Mina, maybe, that it would say Nisus Mesula, you could do it even Bal Korcha. Now, Bal Korcha is interesting because why don't we have that happen by Ish Mekadesh? Oh, because it's Ish Niknes. Once it says Ish Niknes, so then we know that you can't do Bal Korcha. We should also know you can't do Nisuin Bal Korcha. Why is it any difference? Once you've already dispelled that myth from that other Mishnah, so we said two different answers. One is that Nisuin and Kiddushin are not the same thing. Right? Just because you can't do Meshicha Bal Korcha doesn't mean you can't do Akbar Bal Korcha. Just because you can't do Kedushin Bal Korcha doesn't mean you can't do Gittin Bal Korcha. As a matter of fact, you can do Gittin Bal Korcha. Just because you can't do Kedushin Bal Korcha doesn't mean you can't do Nisuin Bal Korcha. They're not the same thing. That was one answer we said, or maybe we said something else. We said that licht in the Kedushin is the das for the Nisuin. So therefore, it's not the pshat I want to do a Bal Korcha. I want to say that I have the das already. There's already the das. You committed yourself already to Nisuin. Because what is Kiddushin? Kiddushin is the stepping stone to Nisuin. So it's almost as if I have the das. That's the Lashon of the Shita. We said, wow, if that's true, so why, Taka, can't you do it, Bal Korcha? We said, because that's not called Ishus. You can't marry a woman against her will. It's not called marriage. Marriage is who he writes him. Enacharami, she committed herself. But you have to do the act of marriage. It has to be the act of marriage. So, for example, what would be... This is the hypothetical case, my friend. What would be if a man married a woman, did Kiddushin, and then she became crazy? She's crazy. What? No, only B'shas Maisa. You did Kiddushin, and he's in. He wants to do Nisuin. He wants to do Chuppah. He would like to now go to the Chuppah with a crazy wife. Okay? Maybe he also needs to, but okay, he's very devoted. Can he do chuppah with a crazy wife? Does she have das? No. Is that a problem? Is he forcing her? No. What? Does she have to have das?
She doesn't have to have das. Yes. Not a force.
If you say that Nisuin is its own thing, so you need to have das for Nisuin. We don't have das. But if you say that das for the Nisuin is in the Kiddushin, and the only reason I can't do Nisuin Bal Korcha is because that's not called marriage. But over here, if she's okay, he's okay, that's called marriage. I don't need to have her das. Let me say it better. I have the das. I have the das in the Kiddushin for the Nisuin. Then it's going to be okay. Huh? It's the same person. She's just now crazy. She's the same person. She didn't change her name. She's got the same person. If you're married to her and then she goes crazy, you have to marry her again because it's a different person? You're married. So she's married. No, it depends. So that's interesting because that's really the case kind of where we're talking about is a ketana whose father dies, whatever. But no, she's a gedoyah already. She doesn't fall back to the father's das. So she's on her own. She's on her own without das. She doesn't fall back to her father. That's not the halacha. So right now, and you're saying if she falls back to the father, you need the father's das, maybe. But right now, perhaps this will be enough. I mean, I'll call upon him. Again, let's get back. Let's not get sidetracked. Why doesn't it say Noisens to Basula? One reason, Basulaness is shorter. Other reason is because it says Noisens to Basula. I may think it would work, Bal Korcha. And the third reason of Taisvis is that the only time it says Aloshan of Ish Mekadesh is because you have a Pasuk. Shita Mekubetza says another answer is that really you can choose any Loshan you want. It's just we want you to be consistent. So in Kedushin, one is Ish Mekadesh, one is Ish Niklas. The Gemara's question is why the discrepancy? But in a different Masechta, why do you choose say whatever you want to say? Why does you have to say? Why does it have to say Nisnes of Besula? And the last answer we gave is, you know why it says Besula Nisnes? Because who is this Takana for? It's for her. These are all the answers that really the Takana is for her. Is it for her? We think it's for him. That might be a steer in the Shita. We'll have to see. Now let's get into the Shailah of Esphalos. The Rishonim ask, we gave out the oil Torah. He brings from multiple Rishonim. This is a big Shailah over here, which is, we said clearly that the reason of the Mishnah is not sufficient. Because the Mishnah says, you know why you get married on Wednesday? Because Bezin sits on 2 days. Bezin sits on 2 days. If it's Bezin sits on 2 days, you shouldn't have to get married on Wednesday. You should also be able to get married on Sunday. So why did you not say Bechad B'Shabbos? So our Gemara says one answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Why Sunday is not a good option? Shoktu chachomim al takonois v'nois Yisrael. They should have a nice wedding. There's another thing, by the way, which you should keep in the back of your mind, which is bracha, which is we want that there should be, because there's a special bracha that's given to Zogim on that day. I'll call upon him. So now the question we should ask is, so why doesn't the Mishnah say Shoktu? You're telling me the reason, but you only tell me half a reason. You want to know why Pesul Nesi Yom Revi? Because it's only half of it.
It's Masha from Nises.
What?
Masha from Pesul Nises. The Lashon says about her, so we know it's Shakta.
Well, we don't know it's because of Shakta. We know it's because of her. What Rabbi Turner is saying is because we said Lashon of Pesul Nises, we obviously there's something that's being done for her, so it can't only be Tanis Pesulim. So what's the other thing? I don't know. You just said a chuck to maybe it's something else. Maybe there's a different reason that we that's good for her. What? Suri Mechsura. So why? Why are we doing that? That's the question. The Rishonim asked this question. So the Rishonim gave numerous answers. One answer to the Rishonim is that, listen, being that shaktu is something that you can get around if you get a party planner and you get enough people to help you. And you can put together a real nice suda. I'm not talking about one of those. I'm talking about a nice suda, so that you can marry on Sunday. So because it's not etched in stone, therefore it doesn't say. This is the answer of the Ramban. But the Ramban says, I don't get it. The halacha is still a halacha. In other words, you're telling me that shaktu, it depends on what. But it says, so if you're telling me Yom Ervi, tell me the reason why Yom Ervi. What the reason? Why did you not, why did you like leave this mysterious? I understand that if you push things forward, you can do it on Sunday also. But why the mystery? Interesting. So therefore, the Ran says a different reason. The Ran says, look, we don't want to tell you the reason we want it mysterious because we don't want people to be mezalzel in the takana. It's like, okay, Wednesday's not such an important day. Okay, oh, since we have a nice wedding, shkoyach. Okay, you know, 200 years ago, you know what a wedding looked like? My great-grandfather got married in a barn. So, like, okay, so Wednesday, you know, it's anything that you're going to get today is better than a barn. So it's okay. It's a true story, by the way. You really got married in a barn. If you don't tell them the reason, it's Wednesday. Oh, it's probably mystical reasons. Oh, okay. It has to be Wednesday. Like, you know, people get I'll be Kabbalah. I'll be Soy. What's the reason? It's secret. Oh, okay. Now I'll be very careful. You tell them it's because you want your wife to have a wedding. So we're afraid they're going to be mezalzel in the reason. That's why we didn't say it. Bifrat, because who's the one who's arranging the chasana? The boy, back in the day. And who's the reason for Takana Shaktu for? For her. He's not going to care. Men don't care what they serve at the wedding. This, you have to know that, okay? It doesn't make a difference. They want to serve schnitzel, it's fine. They want to serve, they serve chalent, it's fine. Men don't care. It's the women that care. Al kopanim. That's what the Ran says. They're going to be mezel. The third reason, that the other reason the Ran gives, and this is an important akuda, says the Ran, really shaktu is not enough of a reason to make a takana. It's not enough of a reason. We wouldn't say, listen, we're blocking, you know what type of crunch there has to be when there's only getting married on Wednesday. Everyone's getting married. Nowadays, it's hard to find a hall. Could you imagine? It's like, everyone's getting married on Wednesday. It's like, we're running out of barns. So we wouldn't have made takanas only to get married on Wednesday, if not for the fact that we have a Tainus Pesulim. So that's a compelling reason to make a takana. You need to have a good reason to make a takana. Just shaktu, we would have encouraged men, given out shiurim about the importance of having nice weddings and shalom bayis and caring about your wife. We would have told everyone that it's a good thing to do. We would have made a takana. A takana! What's really driving the takana? What's getting chazal? What is activating them to come to action, to make a takana? I want you to understand, we don't just make takanas all the time. Like, people want, okay, let's asr this and asr that. Let's asr alcohol, right? It's like, okay, we have to know if it's the right thing to do or not. We don't just asr everything just because there's a problem. So what is, how important is this problem that we're going to do this? So Chazal would not have made a takona if not for Tainus Pesulim. So what is the real force of the takona? Tainus Pesulim. And Shaktu is once we're making a day, so we're anyway making a day, so which day should we choose? Should we choose Wednesday and or Sunday? We'll just leave it to Wednesday. Wednesday's a better day. These are the different answers that we have, which we will come back to, my friends. You need to know these answers. We will come back to them because they're all important. Next, the Rishonim speak about a similar shaila. There's actually two halachas in the Mishnah. Pesul Nesi Yom Ervi and
Yom HaChamishi. Why does an Amona get married on Yom HaChamishi? It's because of Vatidinim Yoishman Biyaris B'Sheni V'Yom HaChamishi? No. Rashi says that is Abisulokai. It's not because. So why does Almana get married on Yom HaChamishi? I got no idea. At least not from the Mishnah. I don't know. So again, why doesn't the Mishnah tell us the reason? Well, let's figure out what the reason is. There's two reasons written in the Gemara. One reason is Shaktu. But let's get it clear. It's not the same Shaktu. The word Shaktu just means, what's the word?
Diligence.
Emphasis. To be sensitive to focus on. The point is the Chachamim brought to light the plight of these women. The Besula, what's the problem she's going to worry about? What was the Shaktu of a Besula? Not going to be a nice wedding. We need time beforehand. And Almana, what are we worried about? Should be a good time afterwards. Why? No, because he has a din sheva brachas. So he's mechuyev. He's not allowed to go to work. He has to stay home. So therefore, you don't have to worry about an abisula. So the Gemara speaks about, you know, the different types of situations when it could be that it won't be a problem. It's also flexible somewhat, but apparently, you know,
people don't marry on Monday first.
And if he did, it's not as big of a celebration. Apparently. No, culturally, what it was back in the time. Akoponim, this is the Shaktu, a different Shaktu. Or there's another Bracha on Yom Shishi. Anyway, why don't you tell us these reasons? Why didn't the Mishnah tell us the reasons? So if you go with the Ran, we could go back again, the same Ran. The Ran said that really, what's the main drive for a Takana? Tainas Besulim, that's a really good reason. That's a reason where we don't want people living in sin their entire life. Is the fact that they should have an extended honeymoon for an Almana enough reason to make a Takana? Not really. So if there wouldn't be a takana for a besula, wouldn't takana for amana. However, we don't want this poor woman to feel bad. I mean, she's already had a rough time. So now we have to tell her, we don't care what day you get married. It doesn't make a difference to us. We want her to also feel like she's important. So we gave her a day. But really, the real takana started with Tainas Besulim. This is the Ran again, L'shitas. Everything is about Tainas Besulim is Isser V'Heter. If we don't make this takana, people are going to live in sin. Never mind, they're not going to have a nice wedding. Never mind, they're not going to have a nice honeymoon. They're going to live in sin. So the real Sivas HaTakana is all Tainas Besulim, says the Ran. And it's even more mashman that way in the Rambam. Because if you remember, we mentioned in the Shir Klali and in the Shir also numerous times, the Rambam says that the Din of Amana is only a minug. It's not even a halacha bechlau. So what's it doing in the Mishnah? It's just trying to throw it in there, like Amana also has a day, we're going to give her day. It's not halacha, it's a minug. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't feel compelled to tell you her reason, because it's not really such a compelling reason. That is the pshat that we saw from the Ran. However, the Ramban says another pshat, and he says again that this reason of Almana is movable. Because what's the whole reason we're worried about, that he's going to go run off to work? What happens if he's retired? It's very possible. After all, it's a second marriage. He's already an older person. Probably. If he's retired, does he have to get married on Thursday? Maybe not, Gemara says, because there's no reason for Shaktu. There's no concern for Shaktu. So again, being that this reason is not such a is not a reason that's consistent, therefore the Mishnah didn't want to give us the time. These are the different ideas that are floating around in the Mishnah. We're going to use some of these ideas as we go into the Gemara, but first we have to figure out the big Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos right here, which we're going to speak about tomorrow. Beis Hashem Atziata Dishmaya. Machloikas is, what are we worried about? There's two different things to figure out. Are we worried about Mamoin? Are we worried about Isser? Are we worried about two things are affected by this woman's status? One is her ksuba, and the other thing is he allowed to stay married to her. In our Mishnah, we say, are we wanting to go to Bezdin because of Mama, or we want to go to Bezdin because of Isser? And if it's because of Isser, what's the Isser? This case seems to be a Svek Sveka. You're only going to be Asser if it's Zinsa Tachtov. If it's not Zinsa, and instead it was Oinus, not Asser. If it's not Tachtov, it happened beforehand, not Asser. We would call that a Svek Sveka. Is a Svek Sveka Asser? No. So if you want her to go to If you want him to come to Beis Din, what's the point of coming to Beis Din? So Tois Rashi says, because if you go to Beis Din, what's going to happen? We're going to find out. Shema Yavoyu Edim. Maybe we're going to find out. Not for sure going to find out. Maybe we're going to find out. And that's enough reason to get this put, to make this entire takana, because maybe we're going to find out. Taisa says something different. Taisa says that the takana was really geared towards specific women. And this is very important. Eshes Kayin and Pchusim Bas Gimel. Only how? What percentage of women is this relevant to? What would you say? 3%? No, I would say. I mean, statistically, how many people are married to Kayanim? What percent of the women marry Kayanim? What percent of population is Kayanim? Let's say 7 or 8%. Okay. I mean, theory, it should be around. It should be around 1 out of 12, right? In theory. Right. Right, less than that. Right. So let's say 7%. We have more than 10 kohenim in yeshiva. Okay. Let's say. And how many women get married when they're less than 3 years old? So you're talking about like, let's go a big number, 15% of population. Every woman has to get married on Yom HaRevi'i because of 15% of the population. And this is just going to bring back what we mentioned before. Every takana has a sivas hatakana and a gedra hatakana. The sivas hatakana is for who? Chutzim as gimel and Eishes Kain. What is the gedra hatakana? Get married on Wednesday. Why? Why do you want me to get married? Don't ask me why. Just do it. There's the far vas and there's vas. The gedra applies across the board. The gedra is everyone get married on Wednesday. The sivas hatakana is only for two women. So why would, and that's pretty intense. Usually the overlap is like a small thing. Like there's a difference a little bit between the siva and the gedra over here. It's massive. Maybe that's why Rashi doesn't like twice this shot, because you're making every single woman get married on Wednesday because of 15% of the population, and we're being kind. It's a big chish. Okay, my friends, we will continue Beis Hashem. I gotta
run home though. You gotta watch. Yeah. Here.
Thank you, Rav.